In the studio with us now, Lois Passy is here. She's chair of the Local Vision Group of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. They're not groups or committees. They are the Local Vision
Project.
Local Vision Project that's part of the United Way around here. She's a volunteer on a number of organizations locally. She's very busy. Lois Passy, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Very much appreciated. Cynthia Reed is here. She is from St. Matthew's Episcopal Church in Sunbury. She's representing what is the diaper pantry there. The diaper pantry's been operating for, what, about 10 years or so there? Maybe
We started in 2013.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, they've been there for a couple of years. And it's now called the Cole Allen Diaper Pantry out of St. Matthew's Church there. So we appreciate you coming in. Thanks for being here, Cynthia.
You're welcome.
And Sharon Leon is here from the Union County Housing Authority. What is your title at the Housing Authority?
Right now, office manager.
Office manager. Okay, so you glue all the pieces together up there. Well, that's a big job. Good authority up there. So
thank you.
They got a lot going on. And so we appreciate you coming in. And you are new to the sort of the diaper drive business, but you're here to tell us what the authority's up to. All right, well, let's start out with Lois. Local Vision is a group of individuals that kind of identify broad unmet needs around here. And we know there are generous donors around here, so sometimes it's just a matter of publicity and drop-off locations or whatever it is. So tell us about this effort.
Sure. It came to our attention maybe about a year ago through a lot of anecdotes from caseworkers that people were having difficulty having enough diapers for their family, and that indeed some people, as a way of saving money, were keeping their child in the same diaper all day. They didn't understand why that would be a problem medically, but also it was a financial issue. At the same time, when we started to look around at where the diaper pantries were, we found that they were few and far between. So we made it our business to assemble people in the community that were interested in this issue. We got a $10,000 grant from EVAN. And we're using that money to expand the number of diaper pantries in the area, especially paying attention to trying to get them in different counties and different cities, so they're kind of spread out.
And a diaper drive is part of this?
Yes, we are going to be having our first diaper drive. Basically, each of the groups that is starting and some of the groups that have been around for a while have identified businesses, churches in their area that would be willing to host a big blue barrel, and there will be a big sign on it. And during the time between May 6th and May 20th, people can purchase packs of diapers and just drop them into the blue barrels.
And Cynthia, tell me about the need for diapers. Diapers are super expensive. Maybe families that are kind of out of that range either may not remember or do know.
It's about $70 to $80 per month to put diapers on a baby. And that's with a changing around 40 diapers a week. So it's very costly. And if a lot of families don't have the availability to get to, like, the big box stores to purchase them at a cheaper, much more convenient price. So, therefore, it is costly.
And you mentioned St. Matthew's has been doing this for a while. I remember doing a story with Wilma Lapatina. That was probably 5 years ago or so.
Yeah, love Wilma. Yeah, she was our inspiration in getting this project started, this mission work of ours from St. Matthew's.
All right. So, and you're trying to, and you see this at the diaper handoff each?
Monthly. We do it monthly. It's the first Saturday of every month. And no questions asked. People come to the doors and we give them a week's worth of diapers.
All right. And how many diapers have passed through the doors of St. Matthew's?
Oh boy, I haven't counted diapers, but I've done a lot of diapers. We work hard at keeping our pantry stocked.
Okay.
So, yes.
So many.
Many. We service about 60 to 70 families a month at this point.
Okay, so that's quite a few.
From our first week, the first time we did it, I think we had 12 families. So it's been growing.
All right.
Yes.
And people come from miles around. I know that to be true.
True, true. And we saw quite a, we saw a peak here when the government was shut down and people needed, had needs that normally wouldn't have had needs.
Some forms of assistance or
aid, just a bump up. Yep, just a helping hand.
Absolutely. Okay. And Sharon, Union County Housing Authority, new to this, but this is core with the Housing Authority's mission of sort of helping out where families are.
Right, that's correct. And we have a building, the Community Services Center in Lewisburg, where the Housing Authority is housed, but also the Assistance Office, Children and Youth, the CSIU Watch Program. So when we talked about having a pantry at our location, we thought we're definitely an ideal site because we see so many people come in who have a basic need for assistance with something that they can't always afford on their own.
All right. And we talked a little bit about this off mic. Diaper services are not really a viable option around here at the moment. Cloth diapers may be less expensive in the long run, but they're high maintenance and daycares don't typically allow them.
That's correct. And many of the families who we're already seeing that have the need for some help with diapers are working families who just need a little extra help with it, with a situation where they need to go to work and they need to access daycare, and daycares won't allow the diapers.
All right. So. Well, and 30 years ago, I was in the diaper changing business myself, but I'm out of that. But I do remember at the time, it's extremely expensive and it becomes a big part of a family's budget, you know, and you have to seek these things out. So folks may be motivated to help the diaper drive. What do we do?
What you do is look for the big blue barrels. There'll be a big sign on them that you'll be able to see. You will be seeing them in some of around the areas where new pantries and older ones are around. Some of our new pantries are with Central Susquehanna Opportunities in Milton and also in Sunbury, the Middle Creek Area Community Center in Beaver Springs. We have an existing pantry at Christ's United Lutheran Church in Millamont. And also a pantry will be opening this summer in Mount Carmel, and they're also going to participate in the diaper drive.
All right, so those are the drop-off locations. All
right, yes.
So we're going to put that on Facebook, and the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way will put that list of drop-off locations on Facebook. And the diaper pickup locations, is that a different list or the same list?
The list that I mentioned is where people can go to get diapers. We're still contacting businesses and getting their agreement. Some of the places where we know for sure there'll be barrels is Custom Care Pharmacy will have them in Milton and Sunbury, the Mount Carmel Public Library. Sharon, where did you mention yours will be?
We have barrels that will be placed at the Miller Center in Lewisburg, at the Herr Memorial Library in Mifflinburg, and of course we'll have a barrel at our site. So those sites will sponsor our diaper pantry.
This is what I'm used to seeing, the sort of the 55-gallon drums at Christmas time. So this will be the same idea, and you'll have some
correct.
Of these.
Correct. We'll use the Custom Care Pharmacy. We've been working with another person, but I have another one in my back pocket. So, and we'll put one at our church. They're on Front Street in Sunbury, St. Matthew's. We're pretty accessible because AA it meets there every day. So, you know, you can easily get into the church around noon every day.
At those times. And maybe put them in a waterproof container by the back, the sort of the side door.
Yep, there's a door in the parking lot that's got a vestibule that you can put them in and they'd stay dry.
Oh, okay, well, fabulous. Okay, that's important because they're absorbent. I mean, come on, let's be frank about this.
I think it's important to mention, too, that if someone donates diapers, they have to be in a sealed package. They can't donate loose diapers.
Okay, so if you have some left of a pack, that's not necessarily ideal.
Right.
Well, let's go around the table, get some additional remarks. We're almost out of time, but please, Sharon, just reiterate that this is very core to Union County Housing Authority's mission.
Right. We see a lot of people come in with some emergency needs, and although we don't offer emergency services at the Housing Authority, I think it's important to do something where we can help a family with one of those basic needs as we refer them to other services where they can get help.
All right. Sharon, Leon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cynthia Reed from the Cole Allen Diaper Pantry at St. Matthew's Episcopal Church in Sunbury. An additional comment, please, Cynthia.
I would encourage people to go online. There is a National Diaper Bank Network out there, and they have a lot of statistics and information and even how to go about helping with diaper pantries in your local area. So I encourage you to look that website up.
All right, yeah, and Google's getting smarter and smarter about this. Just Google a diaper drive in my area or a diaper pantry in my area, mm-hmm. either way, and they'll find that out. Thank you so much for coming in, Cynthia.
You're welcome.
Lois, I'll give you the last words.
Well, thank you. It's hard to believe that diapers is such a big problem until you find out that one in three families, one-third of our families, cannot afford enough diapers for their children. So we forget that, especially if there are people like me don't have children that are the age that need diapers anymore. It's not part of your consciousness. But we'd appreciate everybody's effort in helping the entire community.
All right. Well, thank you all so much. Thank you all so much for all you're doing. Lois Passy's chair of the Local Vision Group, which is part of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. She's going to put something on the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way's Facebook presence with the list of drop-off locations, diaper pantries around here, and some more contact information. Thank you all for all you are doing.